Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Nat's Landing, Urgent Med and Urgent Med Plus, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we're each and every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, right here for the entire regular season and hopefully the playoffs. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, and by Nat's Landing. And now let's have a warm welcome for the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights. Here's Brandon Derrick. It's too hot to clap, man. It's just too stinking hot.
Yeah, we got a little open week. We get a little break, so it's been good. It's been hot, but tried to go really quick, get kids in and out of practice. We got off the field by about 10 till 6 every day, so going about an hour and 45 minutes.
You know, every time you take a break, it gets hot, you know? Just stop taking breaks, man.
Yeah, it's not cooled off any this year, so we just keep working through it, trying to get through the grind, and the kids done a good job.
Well, we have to go back to the last week's game, since we're in the gap week right now, and we'll talk more about what's coming around the corner, because two huge games coming around the corner. But you guys took on Trinity Christian, the Crusaders, 58-15, the final score. First of all, just in a nutshell, you guys are in 6-2. You're 2-0 in region play. Is this where you really thought you would be after those first two initial losses?
Yeah, I thought we played two really good teams. We were beat up in the second game. Had a lot of guys out. And so, you know, I thought that it would take us a little time to gel up front, and it did. You know, we played Charlton really, really hard and lost right in the last few seconds. And then we had seven starters injured against Valwood and took them to overtime. At the time, they were number one. So, you know, when you got that many guys out and you're kind of depleted, you're battling and you're right in the middle of those games, I kind of felt well, this was where we would be. I knew that it could be probably no worse than 6-2, or it could have been 8-0. We're 8 points away from being 8-0.
Oh, yeah.
So we're right there, and I think we've just gotten a little bit better and better and better every week, and we're doing some things really, really good.
When we talked last time, we did not imagine a 58-15 ball game. We expected it to be a shootout at the OK Corral, and then it lit up early, and then you guys shut them down. Were you surprised by the outcome and the way you guys played both sides of the ball so well?
I wasn't surprised how we played. I thought that our guys could play like that and know how to play like that and practice a lot like that. I was a little bit more shocked, I thought, maybe at them. I didn't know how they would respond. And like I told everybody at the beginning of the year, we wanted to play fast, but it's hard to play fast when you got 6 to 10 kids injured in the first couple games, and then started getting everybody back healthy. And we've been able to play fast, and the offense is scoring, I mean, almost 50 points in the first half of every game here lately. And so, you know, it's hard to score 50 points in a game without worrying, much less put up 50-something in the half. And then you go back and you look at it, and you're like, man, we were 8 for 11 in our possessions. If we were 11 for 11, we could have put up 70-something points.
It's never good enough.
You know, but that's what we talk about with efficiency. We want to be efficient. And I thought the big thing Friday night was our defense gave the offense opportunities. And so the more opportunities we get, the more chances we're going to score.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's talk about the opening of the game. Okay, first possession, you guys score right away. Simpson to Brunson. Second possession, you score. Simpson to Sheffield, 12-0. Then there's an interception by Simpson. And then third possession, you score. Simpson to Anthony, 18-0. And that's at the 3:38 mark left to go in the first quarter. And then another score, Jackson takes it in, 24-0, and there's a minute 13 left to go. That's unbelievable by any standard of football.
That's playing fast.
Incredibly fast. And we talk about the speed of getting on and off, but you hit it on all cylinders, defense, offense, defense, offense.
Well, you know, I thought in the summer at one point we were snapping the ball every 9 seconds. Friday night we snapped the ball every 12 seconds. And so getting the ball out and getting it out to playmakers, and when you got guys that can catch it and be standing in the end zone about 6 seconds later, you know, it's a pretty good deal. You know, I thought the first play of the game kind of set the tone right out of the bat. We had worked on that kind of all week, but I didn't tell anybody it was going to be the first play until, you know, we were coming out and I said, Patrick, we're going to run this right here. And I said, I looked over at Jayshon, I said, if you de-cleat the corner and you knock him on his head right here, I said, Patrick's going to sprint into the end zone. I said, it's a touchdown. And sure enough, Denver made a really good block. He got two guys in one block. And if you watch the film, you saw on Friday night, Jayshon went out there and knocked their poor corner over into the sideline. And Patrick took off down the sideline. There wasn't nobody catching him. He was gone. So, I mean, it set the tone, and our kids knew that. We came out and started playing fast. And I don't think they understood what our fast is.
Your fast is a different fast.
Right. And I think there's a few people now, they know that our fast is a different fast. But it's one of those things, you don't really understand it until you're out there in the middle of the game and seeing it and all that stuff. But I thought our kids do a really good job of playing fast and getting personnel on and off the field and getting it in the hands of different people all the time and making big plays. And, of course, I thought our offensive line did a great job again, because they opened up some huge holes. And Trinity was big up front. And I didn't know if we could run up inside until maybe a little later on. But then all of a sudden, we're outside a couple plays. And then all of a sudden, we run a trap, some counters. And we think we run a trap. And Isaiah sprinted down the middle of the field for a touchdown. So I thought the offensive line did a really, really good job again. And, of course, our defense. I mean, when you go out there and make them go three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out, and I think the quarterback ended up in the first half, he might have been 4 for 30.
Yes, that's the exact stat.
He was 4 for 30 in the secondary, give up a couple big pass plays, but then we dialed it back in and didn't give up anything. So I was pretty happy with the way our defense played, and I thought the kids did exactly what we worked on all week. We got pressure on the quarterback, and we brought it in different angles. So it was a good job by our kids all the way around.
And when you look at their opening play quickly, it was boom, one quick long strike and then done. But did that set the tone as well by their quick offense coming out deep and kind of shaking everyone up and saying, game on?
That might have, you know. But, you know, we knew they were going to take some shots down the field. And they called it. But, again, we tackled the guy and played the next play, and we got the next four down, and we shut him down, and we got the ball and went right back down the field. So we kept our composure, and we went and played. And, you know, a couple years ago, I don't know if we would have done that, but now we know to make that tackle. Like Patrick run the guy down one time and run him down and made the tackle, and then they don't score again because, again, I tell the guys on defense, make the play and make them play the next set of downs. And we've done a really good job of doing that.
A lot more to come here on the Brandon Deere Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, let's take a little break, and let's hear from our sponsors. Back for more with the coach in just a minute.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager on location here at Nat's Landing on St. Simon. And this segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. Back with the coach, looking at back at last weekend's blowout of a game, 58-15. And I'm going to go back to the first quarter for just a second. We'll be talking about the scoring, but again, you mentioned it. And I'm going to go back to this because your defense had an interception right away, flipped the ball back around. You, as a defense, two interceptions, two sacks, one fumble. Your defense forced a lot of action to get the ball back in your offense.
We have done a really good job. I went through and I did our turnover margin, and you look at turnover margin overall for the season, we're at plus six. Teams that are at plus six usually win eight games in the regular season. We still got two games. If we can stay at the plus side and generate turnovers, it's just more opportunities for us on offense. And so, the way we look at it is the defense has done a really good job. I think the big thing Friday night was number seven never could get comfortable. We were blitzing people from different angles, and he didn't know where we were bringing it from. And I think we got great pressure up front by the D-line. Cameron Gardner was in the backfield all night long.
Yep.
Getting pressure on the quarterback and making him throw it away. I mean, I think they threw the ball 35 times and played eight or nine of them. And, I mean, it was – and
well, like, eight or nine if you count the ones that were called back. So, really, they only completed about five in the entire game.
Well, I just know that they didn't complete many, and we forced him to throw it out of bounds a lot. I mean, I caught one at one point. So, it was – I mean, it was a good catch. I watched it all the way in, tucked it and everything. It was good. But I thought the defense was outstanding. Just, keeping him out of balance, not letting him do what he wanted to do back there. And then we shut down the run, too. I think they ran the ball almost 30 times for 50 yards. So,
right. Yes.
Pretty solid night run defense-wise. We gave up a couple plays here and there, but overall it wasn't nothing bad. It was just that we didn't get our hands in the right spot and get a fit and get our angles. So, a few things we corrected, but other than that, I thought the kids played really, really well on defense. And again, our defense has kind of been that cornerstone all year.
Now, the one question we've talked about on and off, and we're going to go back to it tonight, is even though we scored early, we could not cap it off with the field goal. The extra point was not there until finally the fourth attempt. Are you nervous? I know we have different guys trying the kicking game. Where are we at?
Well, We've got to hit some extra points, and we're going to start working on the two-point plays a little bit next week. And we've already drew some stuff up. We're going to implement that. But we've got to execute hitting extra points. And, I think a lot of it, is nerves and everything else. And everybody feels like they're under a lot of pressure. Just go in there and punch it through and get us the extra point. Again, we scored 51 points in the first half, and we missed five extra points, so it could have been 56. So
exactly.
I think we've left 18 points on the field this year because of extra points and things like that. We can't do that. That just hurts our average. But overall, it's one of those things that's going to come back and get us if we're not careful. And so we're trying to get that shirt up, and we're going to make sure that we start counting in sevens. That's what I like to count in. So.
You're listening to the Brandon Air Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And how much does that kicking game, missing it, deflate or mentally hurt the team when they come back out? Is there now a kind of a wiggle-waggle of hold your breath, or are they still confident, or is it beginning to tip emotionally a little bit now?
I don't know the kicking-wise, if we're completely confident going out there, but overall as a team, our kids – it's 6-0. We're going to go right back out there and try to put another touchdown on the board. It's not really slowed us down a whole lot there. We don't dwell on it too long, which is okay. But we've got to hit those extra points going down the road, and we got to make some field goals and things like that. So it's just something, you know, that we knew was going to be a thorn in our side, and it has been. And you know, I thought at one point we were getting much, much better. And then we've had a pretty. This game was not very good, but I thought the last game we made all of them, but what one? So, you know, maybe it's a we're hot, cold, but we need to be hot here going down the stretch.
One standout player for Trinity was at 6'7". He played the line, and you guys managed him incredibly well. Boxed him out, limited his movement. How much did you scheme him and plan out? Because he was a big dude.
Well, when you start out down there in a three technique and they're on the guard, it's hard to catch that wide receiver that's way out there on the split out. So you can be 6'7". If you can't run a 4-2 and get out there and tackle that guy, it's going to be pretty tough. And so when we schemed it, we kind of looked at, let's make them run sideline to sideline. It was kind of like the Westfield game plan. You're big inside, you're going to have to run. And like I said last time, it's a I'm a big guy. I don't like chasing people unless they got donuts or sweets or something. So, and overall, it's just one of those things. The big people don't like to run a lot, and we're going to make you chase us. But then once you start stepping out and trying to do that, our offensive line just opens up massive holes, and we run up inside. And once you start guessing, and I thought they started guessing a lot, not playing a lot of technique. They were just trying to guess at what we were doing. And our guys did a good job communicating. We hit the holes and made some big plays. And again, you know, if you guess and guess wrong, and our guys, if we guess right and catch it, we're pretty much going to the end zone. So
we come out of halftime, and it's definitely well in hand at this point. First question, no running clock. Very surprising. Why not any running clock at that point?
That is the – when you're down, you get to choose whether or not you want a running clock, and he chose not to do that. And I had a lot of conversation – in my headset once he said he didn't want to run the clock. I won't go into what everybody was saying, but it was a lot of conversation going on in my head. Like, you know, you just go back and you look at it and you go, wow, you know, we were 8-11, but again, we still had two touchdowns called back and we missed the extra point in the first half, and then you don't want to run the clock, but, you know, We tried to take the foot off the gas a little bit, get a lot of guys rolled through, and we played a bunch of kids, and that was good to get more and more experience for them. So, you know, at the same time, I don't know. He wanted to get some work in, and he got some. So, you know, we just went out and continued to try to execute some of our stuff and get a little better at it.
The one thing I did notice you did is scheming-wise, and you kept some starters, most starters on the defensive side. You flip-flop and trade it out on the offense. You intentionally wanted to throttle back but not lose momentum, right?
Right, and that's what we talked about. We didn't want to take everybody out on defense and let them get a bunch of big scores and get 20 to 30 points and make it look like they were actually hanging around. So we started moving some guys in and out. Then when the fourth quarter came in, we just kind of we pulled a lot of people off the field. But for the most part, you know, we mixed in the guys on offense, and I thought – offensively, we still run up and down the field with their starting team on the field. You know, I think we had a couple handoff exchanges that were bobbled, and that led us to having the punt. But overall, we were still running up and down the field with our younger guys too.
Well, we're going to come right back with more of the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. We'll come right back in just a moment here on the Bishop Minya Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simon's, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles, Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights! Fresh local seafood on St. Simons Island, St. Simons Seafood. Located at 2463 Demery Road in the shops at Demery Plaza, next to Demery Grill. St. Simons Seafood has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simons Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon's Seafood or call 912-634-2646, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. Head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, back on location. We're at Nat's Landing on St. Simon, and this segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Parker's, St. Simon's Seafood, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Back with the coach. Talk a little bit more about what's going on. Congratulations, you are named the head coach of the All-Star team. Let's give a round of applause, everybody.
Yeah.
You're sitting with royalty tonight, man.
Yep. Wow. Rally's here, so she's the homecoming queen. So you are sitting with royalty.
So what does that mean? And I know you got away this past weekend. You had to go do the draft. Tell us about the process and what's going on.
Well, we went to Statesboro, and then you have the coaches all across the state nominate seniors to play in it. And then you got a staff. I have a staff. And so they have who they feel they want to draft. And then the other team has kids they want to draft and put on the team. And so I think there's, 32 or 36 kids on each team. And then you kind of get the drafting, or you – first, one team gets to pick one, and another team gets to pick two kids, and then vice versa, and it goes back and forth, and a lot of phone calls, let's put it that way. We're on the phone, talking to people and all this stuff, but it's a good thing for the kids in December there. Right after the state championship, we go and play, and they have a good time, and it's kind of a big last hurrah for all the seniors, and it's good. And so, you know, as far as all of that, you know, I don't know exactly who all got drafted with what. They were going to send out rosters later on, I think first of the week on all that stuff, and get all that typed up. But it's good, and once we get it all put together, you know, we'll go and do that. And I guess I drew the lucky card to be the head coach of the blue team. So I got a blue team and a red team. So the funny thing is you can get kids, like, not all of my kids get to play for me, so I may be coaching against some of them.
Oh,
so
that can be very interesting.
So
yeah,
that's something that they made new. So, and it's one of those things, you get some kids on one team and some of your kids on another team, and you're like, oh, you know, I don't know. I got mixed emotions on that, but it's just the way it is. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, once it's all said and done.
And then also Jay Sean gets the All-American honor as well. That's a pretty big deal for you and for the team, and for just being scouted and notarized as well.
Yeah, you know, that's a big deal right there. Him getting played for the Under Armour All-American game in January down there at Orlando, it's a big deal. It's televised, and so that's something that I think he's the first one to do that in Glenn County. So that's big considering where we started and kind of where we're at, you know. I won't poke fun, I won't say, but I was told once that I wouldn't ever get anybody across the causeway to come recruit my kids.
Yeah.
They land over here now, and then they drive across the causeway if they feel like they want to recruit the other ones. So I'm not trying to throw stones, but that stuck with me a long time ago. And so now I got kids being recruited from all over, and we do a good job. And for people to say stuff like that kind of hurts my feelings that I don't know what I'm doing and getting the kids in. So But we've created a pretty good program, and it's one that's, I think right now is kind of nationally known. We're in a lot of people. We even had Georgia Southern standing on the sideline Friday night, so watching the game. So it's a good thing right now. We got a lot of colleges will be showing up and watching games here in the next few weeks.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. Brandon Derrick alongside me tonight on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And yeah, the scouts were there. I heard the phone rang a couple times as Brunson made a run back and Veal makes a hard hit. The phone's dialing, man.
Yeah, they started picking the phones up immediately right after we made some plays. And Coach Hudson was really nice. He came down, told me congratulations, and said that we had a really good program, really good team. So it was good to meet him, and it was good that our kids went out and did a really good job Friday night.
All right, so we have the week off. We come back to action. John Milledge comes to town, 8-0. They have the perfect record, and interesting enough, they played a game with Bullock and knocked Bullock off. They were both perfect. One team is not anymore. John Milledge is. They're first up. Give us a brief commercial on John Milledge.
They're big. They're physical. They got some pretty good skill players. Got a good quarterback. Defensively, we're going to see a lot of some of the similar things we've seen in the 4-4. You know, I think they're going to. It's going to be a good challenge. They're a good football team. They do a lot of things right. And you know, I'm excited. I think it'll be a good time next Friday when we get a chance to play them. I think they'll still be undefeated. And you know, I think. It'll be on. I think our kids are pretty excited to go out and play. So it's going to be a good game. And, you know, don't want to say too much, but we're already preparing and prepping for them right now and have been.
So John Milledge, they have left to go. Bethlehem Christian, they will play Frederica, and then Augusta Prep. That's the ending for them. Really, you're the big challenge point for them at this point. It's very clear.
Yeah, I mean, Well, I think we're the challenge for not just them, but also Bullock, too, down the road here. And, these are two that we've had circled on the calendar. Don't think we haven't been, like, looking at it a little bit. But we took care of our business week to week, being 1-0. But we've also been looking down the road and getting prepared, too.
Bullock is 6-1 right now. That loss, by the way, to John Milledge was 29-14. It's Trinity Christian, Bethlehem, and then it ends with Frederica on the road in Bullock, a game that we've talked about a lot, but now we're 2 weeks away, 2.5 weeks away. What's really going through your mind when you think about that end of the season game?
We have to play disciplined football at Bullock. We got to stop the option. So everybody's got to know their job and do their job. And I think if we go out and play like we're capable of playing and play very physical and hard and play fast, you know, these next 2 weeks, we could finish 8-2. And win a region championship for the third straight year. That's been our initial goal, was to win three region championships and then put ourselves in that top seed so that we get that first round bye, and then we'll go from there. But I think it's going to be a fun and interesting time these next 2 weeks. We've got two teams that's probably going to have a combined record of, I don't know, 15-1 or 16-1 coming in, or that we're going to face, and so. I'm excited. I think the kids will be excited. One thing about us, we don't shut down from a challenge. We're going to be ready to go, and you're going to hear me still yelling, we're going to play fast, 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 because, again, both teams are pretty big, and like I said, big people don't like to chase skinny people all over the place. It's not a good it's one of those things. We're going to make them do things that they don't like to do, and we're going to go out there and play hard.
Well, we're going to talk a lot more about the John Milledge matchup next week. We're back out here on Nats. Final question of the night. Defense or offensive line, which is better at this point?
They were actually talking about that today at practice, which would have been better, offensive or defensive line. They go against each other every day. I don't know. It's a battle every day. I think in certain spots, Cameron wins a lot of battles and Will Thompson wins a lot of battles. And then sometimes, you know, Mike wins his at the center and Josh wins every night in his. And so it's a good battle every day at practice to watch them. So right now, they're making each other better. And so I think, you know, I would say our defensive front might have an edge at times, but our offense does a really, really good job.
Well, we will be back next week to talk more football. Thanks for joining us tonight with the Frederica Academy Coaching Show. Thanks again for Brandon Derrick, the head coach, being with us tonight on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out, join us next week here at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, for the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. Till next week, we have a week off. We will not see you at the game site. I'll see you next week back here at Nat's. For now, I'm Rich Bontrager saying good night. Thanks for coming out.